Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
Tobin
it.
Tobin and Leroy. Yeah, we're late. I didn't want to drag it out too long, you know? I wanted to try and get us back, Vlad. It was that's it. That's all. Just wanted to get right to it.
Come on, this is the day after the first round. You didn't give us the come on, man.
To the program, ladies and gentlemen.
There we go. That's what we want to hear.
Did you guys see Chop Robinson sipping on the Capri Sun? It was adorable.
You can never go wrong with Capri Sun, man.
Delicious.
Let me tell you.
You can't be in that kind of suit and be sucking on a Capri Sun.
Why not? Probably great. You won't. The likelihood of a spill is much less. So you're not going to ruin your suit. He's in a good spot.
Taking a lot of Capri Suns.
Oh yeah, he looks like he could take out a sleeve. Yeah. One after the other.
He should right then and there. He should get an endorsement with Capri Sun right then and there.
He should. I don't know. Maybe literally. He did. I don't know. But that's a great. That was.
Well, he would have had to get one if he would have turned the label around.
No. Yeah, you're right.
But no, dude just loves Capri Sun.
A good combo: a pork chop sandwich with a Capri Sun. Oh my god.
Man,
pork chop sandwiches are delicious.
I know, Leroy.
But he don't see intangibles. Don't know nothing about that pork chop.
Nah,
sandwich.
They don't. They don't.
I'm not a big pork chop guy.
Bone
there
and all.
There you go. Oh.
Bone and all.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You can't get here. You can do boneless pork chop, but they don't fry as good. Right.
Yeah, but how do you have the sandwich?
It's too dry.
Like, do you chew with the bread and in between the bone, or do you like cut it off the bone and put it on the sandwich?
It's a bone just like a steak, right? It only has that one bone, right?
Yep.
Put it on there. You fry it. Put it on there, and then you just eat to the bone.
Eating with the bone is on a steak is better. The whole
You're not making a sandwich out of it. We talking about pork chop.
No, I know. I'm just saying in general, just frying up something with a bone, it's tasty.
You can go to restaurants sometimes and they'll give you a filet, bone on filet.
Love me some marrow.
No, only 80-year-olds. Mima sucks part of animals that I'm like, hey, you know, we have more food. Be eating the guts of the crawfish or the guts of the crab or the lobster.
Man. Get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
You didn't think I was going to hit you with some Marlins news on a day like this, but Jesus Luzardo scratched from his start today. Elbow discomfort, so.
Oh, you know what that means.
The year continues to be just swell for the fish.
You know what that means. I think, you know what? They should go to Alabama by bus and just give them all Tommy John.
They sent us jerseys today.
Get some wholesale?
Yeah.
They sent jerseys?
Yeah.
What do they got? Vlad's perusing on over. Let's see. What do they got there with you? Oh, those are nice. Is that the weekend giveaway?
I don't know.
Is that the weekend giveaway, Vlad?
I think it's the weekend giveaway. Yes.
If it's the weekend giveaway, they got extras. Send a couple of more.
It's been a snake bit year for them. Like it is. Honestly, yes, some of the moves you described it, but like you lose, you know, five of their starters they've lost. This is incredible. It's been so. It's been a cursed season. It really has been. Now the offense is all the offensive players they have also inept. But
here's the deal. I would say it's early in the season, and I always think that they could turn it around. I'm not saying and win the World Series, but I'm saying turn it around because they got good players. No?
Yeah, they do. But they're
out of arms. And the only one that's good, they sent to Jacksonville.
And they're playing for a lame duck manager.
Well, I know Skip's not going to give up. That's one thing. I know he's gonna try. But like, it's got to be depressing. He's got to be like, "Are you kidding me? Like, we've lost all these arms, and we're losing another one."
And if I'm not mistaken, who were we talking to? I think we were talking to Tommy Hutton. Mm-hmm. And I said, "This team goes as their pitching goes, right?"
Yeah, that's right. For sure their identity, and they're done. Right. Like they're dead. They feel dead in the water with their arms.
They're the only team that I've watched in recent years where no lead is safe.
It's tough.
You usually like to be on the other end of that. Like, you know, remember when Patrick Mahomes get down two touchdowns and they go, "Don't worry about it. They'll be in the hunt." Or Tom Brady, right? I hate being on the other side of that.
Well, you want to know what the other thing is, like what they've become the kings of? Like, hey, how about just a catastrophic start in the midst of Heat playoff runs, Panther playoff runs, NFL draft time? Like, could people be more checked out already?
No, I know. The only way they can get me now is that old travel day nooner. Because when we're done with the show, I watch the last three innings.
Well, that's not great news for them today. By the way, last night, the Sixers got 50 points from Joel Embiid and beat the Knicks. So that's a 2-1 series. The Lakers are on the brink of elimination. The Magic, they got a win in their series.
Holy hell out of Cleveland.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. Vlad.
Go ahead.
How mad are you at Joel Embiid for his shenanigans yesterday?
I'm sick of him since the series, and I'm gonna let you know right now. Joel Embiid is a dirty player.
I agree.
And not only is he a dirty player, he's a 7-foot softy. I'm gonna say a 7-foot softy. I've never seen someone who does dirty tricks and then when something like a little flick or something happens, it's the theatrics and everything. This guy's never gonna win an NBA final, but he'll definitely win an EGOT. He'll get an Emmy. He'll get a Tony. Okay, he'll get an Oscar because the man can act. Listen, unbelievable game. 50 points, I give it to him. But pulling a guy 7-footer down while he's going up in the air, if that was the other way around, Mitchell Robinson would be ejected out of the game and probably 100%. Missing game 4.
They would have him on wanted posters.
But Joel Embiid's going to do that.
Well, the thing that annoyed me about Joel Embiid after the game, too, is he's like, "I have to protect myself." I'm like, from what? You were on the ground. You were fine?
Well, that's all he is. He's always on the ground. I've never seen this guy's on the ground worse than a $2 prostitute.
I'll give you. If there's one complaint I have, How can you be 7'2",
285,
280, and get pushed around like a windsock?
Dude!
I mean, he's on the ground more than Chet Holmgren.
It was a really, really bad look for him yesterday. It really was. I don't
50, though.
But he, I mean, look, his skills is ridiculous. Like, I've never seen a guy with touch like that for a big man. Good win by them. I didn't expect, you know, Cameron Payne. Cameron Payne would be the, as they showed a video of.
I'm showing you guys right now. This, look at this guy.
Yo, come on, bro. Come on. That's a.
Yeah, what are you?
That's
what do you hoist Gracie with a heel hook?
Nah, that's nasty work. That's nasty work, and he does that a lot. And I'm just sick of the theatric. Like, you're 7 foot. Stop trying to troll. Bro, stop trying to get the referees to give you a call.
But that's classic of what Caleb Martin was talking about, where, like, roles are reversed. No one's talking about code red on me. You know?
Right.
Like, Tatum can go push Jaime Jaquez in the air. You're right. If Mitchell Robinson does that to Joel Embiid, you know, people are going to want him like, suspended for the series. Joel Embiid. Maybe he'll get, I mean, maybe the outrage will be enough that they suspend him, but I doubt it.
They're not going to suspend him.
Not going to suspend him because they want the series to go further. I mean, bad enough the Denver Lakers series are going to end on Saturday. They need some of these major markets to still go on.
Hey, this Denver, man, you don't hear from them. They don't talk. You don't hear nobody talk. And they just get to, like, holy smokes.
A lot of people saying LeBron's ready to hightail it out of there.
You might as well. You're not going to win in Denver. You're not winning against that team.
He can't go to Golden State, right?
He could. He's a free agent. You got to understand, it's a combo deal. Whoever's taking LeBron is also have to take Bronny somehow, some way.
Here's the deal, though.
Bronny's going to love South Dakota.
You think LeBron can deal with Draymond Green's antics?
Yes.
They're really close, I think.
They're
I think they're actually.
Don't matter. Hey, he can't be any closer.
Fam,
with
I'm sorry. If I kick somebody in the, you know, and then we become best friends and he's part of it, like he's coming on my podcast and all of that, we good then. I could deal with
his agent.
Pretty much, yeah.
Who cares? You see how irritated LeBron gets by just guys who aren't that good?
See D'Angelo Russell? Just. That dude is checked out. And I don't like this motivated Joker stuff. What's going on with that? I thought you only cared about horse. Now all of a sudden he's like, no, we're never going back to losing. I'm like,
he cares about getting back to his horse.
He said that?
The way to do that is win quick.
I just saw a video clip of him. He goes, I never want to go back to our losing times. I was here when we lost. I'm like, uh-oh. He's terrifying.
He is, dude. Like, and he moves so slow.
It's like watching paint dry.
Right, but guess what?
It's the most effective paint dry ever.
Yeah.
So, that was your NBA action last
night. But let's talk NHL, Tobin.
Yep, and your Panthers last night. Big time win over
Bob did
Tampa
it again.
Bay Lightning.
Bob did it again.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. It could have been 7-5 if not for Bob.
Definitely.
And then the one where they did score, he could not see anything.
No, he got completely screened for sure. I mean, like, what are you going to do in that case? But you got a nice game yesterday. Lawrence stepped up. Our boy Lawrence, friend of the show.
Yeah.
He had a nice game as he's filling in for.
They said he was the first outside the top six to score.
For the Cats, yeah.
Or to get a point. No, in any in both teams when it happened.
Was it him or was it their boy, Mott? I thought that he was.
It was Mott. You're right.
But Lawrence also, like, yeah. he had a great game. Montour, big blast to give the Cats the lead. And then they pulled their goalie. They got to within 4-3. Then Tkachuk, boom, puts it away. He got his second goal of the game. And Panthers. Dude, we're a win away from slaying this giant Russian giant.
Now, here's what I like. Here's what I love about hockey and hate about hockey. It's 3-0, and that don't mean nothing.
Absolutely.
No, I want to stomp them out.
It don't mean nothing because keep in mind,
oh, with that goal,
the team that won the President's Cup had the Panthers, what, 3-1?
Yeah, the Bruins.
Yeah. Yeah. That was it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And hockey comebacks. Hockey comebacks can be common, but the Panthers. They didn't get off to a great start in this game. They got a little rocky there in the second period. They still weathered the storm, took the lead, took it home. So if you can go into Tampa, finish this puppy off tomorrow at 5, which you can hear that game on 790 AM. Heat tomorrow, by the way, 6 PM. You'll be able to hear that on 560 WQAM. But the Panthers finish off a sweep of their rival, and that monster, that boogeyman, will feel quite nice. Quite nice. We'll get to more of it in Cat Talk later on in the show. Take a break. Back with more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After this,
it's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins selecting Chop Robinson yesterday. They'll select 55 tonight. No third or fourth round pick as of right now for the Miami Dolphins. So
would you rather have a second round pick or 2 third round picks?
Second round pick.
Don't they do that point things now with like the pick and like what it's worth? So maybe 2 third round picks might be the equivalent to 1 second round pick.
Well, they had better success with their third round pick last year than they did their second round pick because Achane was way better than Cam Smith.
A lot of Cam Smith shots taken by you today, too.
It's not really shots. It's just the facts. He didn't play. Like, I don't know what do you want me to say.
My question is this.
It's my only hope.
Okay. At what point do we view players as might need a year or two to develop, but have like tangible talents, but just not ready yet, versus how you view him? Because I'm going to be fair. I don't know what the story is, right? I don't know why it is what it is, why he didn't play as much. Especially with the injuries.
I definitely think that Fangs probably had a part in it. I mean, Fangs definitely was not shy about saying the guys that he, you know, would play or wouldn't play because he didn't think that he could trust them. So I'm hopeful that Weaver can get something out of him.
So maybe
I'm not ready to declare him a bust. I'm just saying what it is was they drafted him in the second round last year. They got nothing from him.
But my other question is that, do you draft guys in the second round to be starters or I was a second round pick. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what they thought of me because I played right away. I didn't play as much until kind of like my second year because there were other guys that were pro bowlers playing, you know, ahead of me. So
it was
kind of a lot of special teams and I did a lot of different things, but
I think the interesting thing with him was, this is kind of like going to with what they're going to do with Chop, right? Is Chop's coming into a situation where they're going to need him, right? Cause we're talking about the injuries. They had that early on with the cornerbacks last year.
And I think that's why people are, you know, more upset that what was his contribution? Why couldn't he contribute? I get that. But the circumstance of your team doesn't change the circumstance of a player, right? So you could do one of two things. You could just throw him in there and hope it works out, or you could go with your gut and say he ain't ready and don't put him in harm's way.
Mostly, I just don't want to give the second round pick because I don't want nothing to watch tonight.
that sounds like you. But you understand what I'm saying?
Could you imagine being a Bills fan yesterday, though, and you watched a team trade back twice because they go, all right, we're 32. And then at 32, they're like, Panthers have traded up. We're out. Sorry.
So my question is this.
Yeah.
Couldn't they have used Worthy?
Yes.
More than the Dolphins. Probably more than Kansas City.
I agree.
Because they lost a stud.
They did.
So
they did.
Yeah, I don't know. But again, it might be a situation like this. We can move down. We have a couple of wide receivers in mind that we can probably get, right? But the Bills are in the same situation with the Dolphins for different reasons, right? They have gotten to the point where they couldn't afford all the guys. And so a lot of guys left, right? So they got to fill needs based on that. Losing guys.
Yeah, but I think also you look at all the good teams that did need more weapons than the Dolphins did. I mean, there was a big run on receiver and quarterback in this first round. I mean, quarterback, you don't really know when the rookie is going to flash. You don't know if the guy is going to be CJ Stroud. You don't know if they're going to need to wait like Jordan Love. You don't know what the situation or path will be.
Right.
Wide receivers can kind of come out of the gate and just blow the doors off.
Kind of. A guy like Worthy probably can, because you can just line him up outside and say, go deep.
And he's got Mahomes.
But it gets tricky when you start running the whole route tree, because a lot of these routes adjust based on defense. And that's why younger guys sometimes have trouble getting into a game at wide receiver. But a guy with elite speed, you can just put in there and say, go deep. And he may do that for a year, year and a half. That's what kind of happened to Randy, right? Randy was a hitch and a go guy. That's it. And then he developed into, you know, now we run stuff in the middle of the field. And as the season progressed, then they start running crossing routes with him. But they didn't run like the same stuff they were running with, you know, Chris Carter, who could read a defense and adjust the route on the fly. So, like, there's a lot that goes into it, but the sheer speed of a wide receiver sometimes gets him in the game a little bit quicker than a lot of other positions.
You guys want to hear this doozy tweet from Schefter last night on Bo Nix?
Here's what I hate. I hate when 2 days before the draft, all these guys have questions.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 seconds after they got drafted, this is the guy we always wanted. Make up your damn mind.
Schefter, Sean Payton wanted and intended to draft Patrick Mahomes in the 2017 draft when he held the 11th overall pick. He was ready to turn in the card, but before he could, the Chiefs traded up to the Bills spot at number 10 and took Mahomes one spot before Payton got him, leaving the Saints to draft Ohio State cornerback Marshon Lattimore.
That was a good pickup.
Payton feels as strongly about Bo Nix as he did Mahomes.
Yikes.
First of all, let me say this. Let me say this.
What the hell is that?
That's a damn lie. Because going into the draft, there was only one quarterback as far as elusiveness, as far as throwing the ball in different levels with his arm. There's only one quarterback that was talked about like that, and right. That was Caleb Williams.
Oh, you're talking about this year's draft? Yes.
This year's draft.
So that is a lie. Ain't nobody else talked about Bo Nix in the same breath as Patrick Mahomes.
Maybe Sean Payton. That's why Sean Payton.
No. Even Sean Payton and even the Saints were talking about he's got a lot of Drew Brees in him because his arm is not.
That's always the move, though, if you're Sean Payton, be like, see Drew Brees in him. I'm like, what? Right. But hey. Now it's not even like you see, that's the thing is And maybe he's played the Drew Brees card too much. So now he goes, you know, I really wanted to draft Mahomes. Feel it strongly? I'm like, what? What?
Stop. Stop.
I love how Schefter paints the picture of like he's ready to turn in the card. Like he was there to turn in the card. Like there was Sean Payton running up to the
stage to give the
card.
Let me get this straight.
And then hold on. I'm getting a call here. I'm getting a call. Yeah, it's the Chief, Sean. Stay right there. I'm sorry, the Chief took Mahomes.
No! So let me get this straight. He will be the first coach in the history of football to not know that a trade was possible. Right? Because guess what?
Didn't have the intel on that one?
Because guess what? Vlad, we all watch the draft, yeah. Right? We all watch the draft. And anytime there's any type of talk about a trade,
Greer talked about that last night.
Well in advance, which means the team that traded is open for business. Yeah. So if Sean Payton wanted to move up,
he would have moved up.
Made more assets to move up. So no.
No, I'll give you, Leroy.
Nobody gonna let somebody move up without letting everybody know so there could be a competition.
Yep.
And the other thing was, Chris Greer talked about this last night because somebody was like, it kind of was unexpected that six quarterbacks went in the first 12 picks. He goes, not for us, it wasn't. He goes, we knew. I don't know if he's lying or not lying, but it didn't sound like he was lying because why does he have to lie about that?
But to him.
And where he was drafting, those quarterbacks were going to get selected anyway.
Right. Here's the deal. And that's the point. That's the point I was going to make, Vlad. Right? To him, 1 through 12 is the same as 1 through 20. Right? You knew six quarterbacks were going to get drafted before your pick. And all you had to do was figure out, okay, who are the other guys? Because now, technically, because I don't need a quarterback, I have the third out of 12, I now have the ninth pick. You see what I'm saying? I thought, here's the deal. I was shocked at the number of offensive linemen that went that high. You see what I'm saying? As far as because you look at what, for example, you look at what the Chargers lost, right?
You talking about wide receivers?
Your boy, by the way, had the quote of the night last night.
So he could have brought in a weapon for Justin Herbert. He brought in a lineman.
Who looks like a man child, by the way.
Oh, Joe Alt?
Oh.
His daddy was a beast when he was playing. He's better than his daddy.
His dad was 270.
He's better than his father.
Yeah. So that's why the thing that's exciting about the draft to me, because I was a victim of it, is not the same thing that's exciting to you guys. Like, I like, because here, I look at who gets drafted where and how that forces guys who are ranked higher than them to move down. Because keep in mind, Bo Nix, Penix, and J.J. McCarthy were not ranked anywhere near where they got drafted. So that means that all those guys drafted or ranked higher than them now move up. And so, or all those guys that were ranked higher than them moved down. And so now you got access and you may get a chance to get a player who is a top 10 talent because of all those quarterbacks being taken.
And especially on the Dolphins side of the ball that they took, you're talking like the fifth defensive player taken in the draft.
Right, right, exactly. Now, whether they pick the right guy, that's a whole different story.
We'll see.
Right. But the fact that when all those quarterbacks get taken and you don't need a quarterback, right? When three wide receivers got taken before their pick?
The Dolphins?
Before the Dolphins pick, there was three wide receivers.
Yeah,
that got
it was Adunze, Neighbors, and Harrison.
Yeah, right. And everybody knew those were
And everybody knew The tight end was probably going to go.
Well, I didn't know he was going to go to the Raiders. How many tight ends the Raiders need?
Right. Well, because here's what happened. The team that lost was the Raiders. Because there ain't no way in hell they thought Michael Penix was going to go before them. Nobody thought that.
No, they probably thought, like, there's no shot a team that paid $100 million was going to take
it. Exactly. So you sitting there waiting and feeling good. Now you're like, okay, I'm at 13. Bowers is like a top 10 talent. Let's go get Bowers, right? You ain't got nobody to throw it to him, but he does a lot of different things. So now you're looking at a tight end, three wide receivers, six quarterbacks, right?
That's you're throwing 10, a lot of numbers at me.
That's 10 players that you have no interest in that went before you. So now all that other stuff moves down to you.
Did you want to hear your boy yesterday? Because he had the quote.
Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, he is serious Mike McDaniel. No. I'm telling you, he is a linebacker trapped in a quarterback's body.
Here he was yesterday on his pick, Joe Alt.
What about a weapon? What about offensive linemen? We look at as weapons. That group, when we talk about attacking, and we talk about attacking on offense, offensive line is the tip of the spear.
He's nuts. Such a crazy person.
That's my quarterback.
That's my quarterback. Take a quick break. We'll take a Leroy's fancy next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy. Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
Nah! It's time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy. Distracted by Desmond Howard, who apparently says that when Chop Robinson was at the combine, the lady who administers the drug test said that he was her favorite player. Nice guy. Okay. It's a weird endorsement, but
I mean,
good to see your boy Dez in some sources.
At least you know he's clean, I guess.
Exactly. Well,
I don't mean none. She just take the blood.
Leroy, are you ready for Tickle My Fancy?
I am. We got some action this weekend.
7:10 tonight from Lone Depot Park.
Nope.
Okay, moving on. Can't blame him, though.
I'm mad. They like. Can I watch six innings?
Fancy not tickled.
They'll have the lead for six innings.
Well, now even that's getting dicey. Leroy, tonight, round two of the NFL draft. Tickle fancy?
Yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
The second round, because of the players that have dropped into the second round, there might be a lot more movement of teams jostling and trying to get up to get those picks because one, it's not going to cost you as much and you might be getting a first round talent. So I would look for a lot of action within those first 10, 15 picks in the second round. Thanks to the quarterbacks.
A lot of quarterbacks, man. That was a lot of, did you also see that before they took Drake May and before JJ McCarthy, apparently that the Vikings and the Pats both tried to, get Herbert from the Chargers. Didn't work. I mean,
I don't blame them though. The way what's his name is talking so highly of McCarthy. If you love him so much, why don't you draft him?
Interesting. Yeah, you go out there if you're Jim Harbaugh, be like, hey, I got my college guy, cheap deal.
Here's the difference though. That Jim Harbaugh's built like a quarterback. Justin Herbert is built like him, right? J.J. McCarthy is not.
That's cool. But you loving him saying that he's the best quarterback in the draft.
There's no way in hell that that ownership will let him trade Justin Herbert.
Nah, no way. That's like their face. That's their face. That's all they got, the Chargers.
That's it now, but.
He gonna get his ass kicked for a couple of more years.
Well, good luck to him. Anyway, Leroy, tomorrow, 5 o'clock, game 4, Panthers, Lightning. Take your fancy.
Do a little spring cleaning.
My fancy is tickled.
Put your off out of here.
I normally don't talk like this.
Talk.
But I'm going to say this. As much grief as them damn Tampa Bay Lightning have caused me, a noob to the hockey scene, right? It's only fitting that their exit comes with a donut.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right?
Need it. Need it. Need it, dude.
Fantasy ended, by the way, because you don't need them to. It makes no sense for them to come to Sunrise on Monday. Just end your season. End them. They're home. Clean out your lockers right there.
Everybody else beat up on each other.
Yeah.
Stamkos is ready for Cancun. Stamkos is ready. Vasilevsky's ready for Cancun. Anyway, an hour later, Leroy, game 3 of the first round between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Take it your fancy?
Yes.
My fancy is tickled.
For a number of reasons. One, I'm not worried about Jaylen Brown and Tatum. They're going to get 50 to 60 points, right? But the way they shut down the others, including Kristaps Porzingis, was pretty amazing.
Bro, I loved listening to Porzingis yesterday at practice.
And do we have an update on
Rozier?
Yeah.
Probably we might get something this hour because they are probably wrapping up practice.
I'm like, he must have had a pretty substantial – he must have hit a nerve or something. So it's going down his arm.
It's almost injury.
I think I saw that the media – I think media viewing for practice is somewhere in the 12 o'clock hour. So that means that they'll hear from the relations department about that, I would imagine.
I got you.
Fairly soon. Probably by 15 minutes of heat this hour. We'll get something. Right. I don't know if that means we'll get an update because they could just do the Spo thing of he's progressing.
Oh,
but
I'm going to be so mad.
Get ready for that. That's probably what's going to happen. But we will. I would imagine we'll get more info on that coming on up. Meanwhile.
Whoa, Smeathen. Day to day with softness?
Damn, dude.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you what. Sometimes you get your neck, you get your neck and you can't even lift your arms, dude.
It's tough.
What was Terry doing in that hotel room?
Also, Saturday night, 7:30, the Banks.
Fancy not tickled.
No.
Why not?
First of all, I got to go on a seek and destroy mission just to find out where the hell they playing. And I'm going to be back and forth with basketball and hockey.
Apple TV.
Yeah, this is MLS. This is real MLS.
See, there's another thing. You know what the hell they playing for. I'm going to say no because I ain't going to be able to give them the attention that they deserve.
Ask at hand.
Because I'm going to be
playoff focused that
listen,
night.
I'm going to be on this hockey game for an hour. But once that Heat game start, I can't promise y'all I'll go back.
All right. That is Tickle My Fancy. Speaking of our Cats, we'll get back into them. They'll celebrate this win. The Cats go up 3-0 yesterday against the Tampa Bay Lightning. A little Cat talk coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.